Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey y'all, welcome to episode 56 of Eco Chic, a podcast all about practical science and sustainability. My name is Laura Diaz. I'm so happy to have you here. If you enjoy this episode or have enjoyed Eco Chic in the past, please take a second to go ahead and go to the Apple Podcast app, scroll to the bottom, leave me a rating or a review. It's pretty easy. All you have to do is go to the show homepage, and there's going to be a place at the very bottom if you scroll past the episodes to leave your 5 stars or, whatever amount of stars you want, but ideally 5. And then a little pop-up window will come up if you would like to write a review as well. I so appreciate that because it helps me figure out what really provides you value and what resonates with you and what you enjoy. So I really love when you take a second to leave a rating or a review. I'm really excited today to be joined by my friend Elizabeth Lancione of Feel & Loopy Crochet. Liz and I are going to be breaking down 3 DIY projects that are super simple to help you live a lower waste lifestyle. We're going to be breaking down things from easiest to requiring the most skill level today. And fun announcement, we will also have a PDF released with today's episode. So you can go ahead and download it from lauraedias.com that will be linked in the show notes. It's totally free, available for everyone. 5 whole pages to help you just work through these crafts. If you would like something to follow along with our voices, they are some really easy to follow directions. We made sure of it, and some great photos as well of us doing the crafts. So if you would like to find that, it's going to be in the show notes. Really easy. Again, a fun PDF to download if you want just a weeknight craft. I'll be honest, I am not nearly as crafty as I like to think that I am. I enjoy a good craft, but we wanted to make sure that these were applicable to everyone. So hopefully you find something today that really resonates with your skill level or something that you'd like to try and challenge yourself a little bit with. The crafts we're going to be breaking down today, like I said, are going to be in order from least skill level to most skill level. And then in the PDF, we also have 2 little bonus crafts that we're not going to talk about too in depth today, but are also super easy to do with just things you have around the house. So firstly, we're going to be talking about a reusable shopping bag, awesome to just leave it in your car or in your backpack or whatever. And then we're going to be talking about produce bags, which are probably my favorite craft of the whole collection today. And then lastly, we're going to be talking about face rounds. So little face scrubbies to replace your single-use cotton balls. And these are really cool because we actually have a crochet direction set for you to follow along, as well as a sewing option if you are interested in going that route instead. But we will be giving away 5 face rounds to replace your single-use cotton balls. They are totally washable. They are soft cotton yarn, and they're really, really beautiful. I have a few. I've been using them for a few months. I really, really enjoy them just to take off my makeup, to apply toner. And it's so awesome to not always be reaching for a single-use cotton ball every single night. So I'm really excited to be hosting that giveaway with Liz. It will be hosted on both of our Instagram pages, which we will have in the show notes below. And of course, you can follow us at Eco Chic Podcast, and then Liz Feelin' Loopy Crochet. Both will be down below once again. But the giveaway will last 1 week, and all you have to do is follow both of us and tag a friend. You can enter on both of our pages, 1 per person. But I'm really excited to be able to give someone the opportunity to try out these face rounds that I have truly been enjoying so much. I really hope y'all enjoy the DIY projects that we are going to be sharing today. If you try any out, if you've made any of these before, please go ahead and share a photo, tag us, send it in a story. We just would love to see. We've been working really hard on the crafts and on this episode and on the PDF, so I'm really excited to finally be sharing it with everybody, and I hope you really enjoy. So, Liz, before we get into the crafts, can you go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, so my name's Elizabeth, and I own Feelin' Loopy Crochet, which is an Etsy shop that I have, and I basically make and sell my own designs of crochet tops, clothes, and different accessories. And so I do have an Instagram, Feelin' Loopy Crochet, and I also like to make different kind of sustainability geared things like face scrubbies or soap savers, etc.
Awesome. So Liz was actually on an episode of Eco Chic a few months ago, and I will go ahead and list that episode down below. We talked about food systems and sustainability in that sense. And today we're going to be talking about DIY projects. So Liz is very easily like my craftiest friend. We are going to like Martha Stewart your life when it comes to living lower waste. So I'm Joanna so Gaines. Excited. We're going to Joanna Gaines everything.
Preferably.
We're going to Joanna Gaines everything. So I'm really excited. We're going to be talking about three different projects in depth today on this episode. And then along with this episode, we actually have a PDF that we've put together. So you can follow along with directions and photos if that is easier for you. So you can find that, again, it'll be in the show notes, but also just on my site, lauraedias.com, and then we'll have it linked in some way to the Feeling Loopy page. So with that, we're going to go ahead and get started with the easiest, simplest craft that we are going to be talking about today, and that is a no-sew t-shirt bag.
So first you want to start out with just any old t-shirt, and it's nice because the design on the t-shirt you will be able to see later, so if it is a shirt that you still kind of like, you will be able to see that. And so you just want to start out by laying it flat and then cutting fringe along the bottom about 2 inches, I would say, up, and then cutting off the armholes and then the neck hole. And you can always adjust these later and make them a little bigger if you find out later you want bigger handles or a bigger opening. And so you want to turn it inside out and then tie knots along the fringe all along the bottom just to seal the bottom up. And then basically just flip it back inside out and it's done.
Yeah, it's super easy, and this one we were saying is a really great bag to just have on hand if you want to leave something in your car or in your backpack for those days that you like might not think that you're going to need a reusable bag but don't want to get caught accidentally with a plastic shopping bag. Or it's also really good if you're going somewhere, let's say you're going to a friend's house or some sort of event that you don't necessarily want to accidentally leave your nicer shopping bags, this is a really great bag for that reason too. Okay, the second DIY project that we're going to be talking about is produce bags. So there is a little bit of sewing involved in these bags, but this is a super, super easy way to DIY your own bags to replace plastic produce bags. So we've talked about this a little bit before on the podcast. There are a lot of reusable produce bags out there on the internet, but it's also really easy to craft them yourself if you are interested in taking these along with your reusable shopping bags to the grocery store.
So for these, we use just a basic cotton fabric. They have so many fun fruits, veggies, and different food prints, and so we went with the cute vegetable print. And you need about a yard, and that can make anywhere from like 3 to 4 bags or even more depending on what size you want to make them. And so you just want to start by measuring out what size you're going to want and then folding the fabric right sides together. And then you want to cut out your bag shape, which is just a simple rectangle, but you want to do it along the fold so that the fold is placed at the bottom of the bag. And then you want to do a rolled hem, bad sides in, all along both sides vertically.
And doing this rolled hem, so I do not actually have any sewing experience personally, but we were talking about the pros of a rolled hem, and it just kind of keeps everything from fraying and keeps your bag looking just neat and professional altogether. So you don't necessarily have to do a rolled hem, but it definitely helps in the presentation of your bag longer term.
And so after you do the rolled hems down along both long sides, you want to fold it together and then stitch up the sides. And this is still right side together. And so that just means that it'll be on the inside of the bag. And then after that, you want to fold down the top. And this does not have to be a rolled hem, just a normal hem. Fold it down and stitch it down on both sides. And then fold it over one more time and stitch it down. But this time you want to leave a bigger gap. And that'll create a casing for your tie.
And you could use just a regular old piece of yarn for your tie. There are different kinds of little plastic drawstring enclosures that you could buy at a craft store. So really whatever kind of tie works for you, you can just pull them through that enclosure.
It helps too if you're having trouble getting it through. If you put a safety pin on the end of one side, it helps it feed through the casing really well. And then you basically just turn it inside out and you have your produce bag.
These were really, really cute. Again, like we said, we got different kinds of prints and you can make them different kinds of sizes. So we had bigger bags for things like apples and then smaller bags, about half of that size for things like lemon, or if you have like smaller greens that you want to buy from the bulk bins, these are super customizable based on whatever it is you're shopping for. And the last DIY project that we're going to be talking through today are little crochet face rounds, face scrubbies to replace single-use cotton balls. These are really exciting because we are actually going to be giving away 5 crocheted face rounds that Liz made, and we will be talking through them. And again, these are listed in the PDF, and the photos in the attached craft PDF will actually be the 5 face rounds that we will be giving away. So keep an eye out for that on Instagram.
So these crochet rounds, they're basically just 3 rows of a cluster stitch. And so if you want to get very specific directions on it, that will be in the PDF, but it's a little hard to describe just through verbally. But if you are not a crochet person, you can also sew something like this. And so I would do this just by placing right sides together and then again tracing a circle, cutting it out, and then sewing around almost all of it, but leaving maybe like a couple centimeter gap, and then turning it right side out and then just hand stitching up that final spot.
We personally used cotton yarn for the crochet face rounds because it is a little bit softer on your face. And whether you do the crochet version or if you use terry cloth to just sew smaller circles together, these are totally machine washable and for that reason just totally reusable indefinitely.
So the 5th page of our PDF will actually be a little bonus page, and we will have 2 extra small crafts on there, one being making your own beeswax wraps, and then the second being a coffee body scrub.
Beeswax wraps are really cool because sometimes they can be pricey, but they're actually pretty simple to put together on your own and just replace saran wrap or any other coverings. And you can make these different sizes to cover. Maybe you want something for half an avocado, but maybe you want another one for a larger platter if you are taking some food somewhere to a potluck, let's say. So it is really easy to make your own beeswax wraps and personalize them, again, based on just like the cute fabrics that they have at the craft store. And the coffee scrub is actually really nice because it leaves your skin like silky soft, and it's super easy to do on your own with just materials that you have on hand.
Another great thing about the beeswax wraps is you will be able to reuse scraps from your fabric produce bags, and you can make matching beeswax wraps out of those.
That's such a good idea. What a cute mix and match DIY. Liz, thanks so much for coming by today, hanging out. I'm really excited for everyone to get this PDF because we have been working hard on these crafts, and I'm really excited for everyone to try them out. So if you do try any of these crafts, please go ahead and tag us both. We would love to see. And with that, I will have all of Liz's handles down below. So Liz, could you tell everyone where they can find you online once again?
Yeah, so I have an Instagram, which is Feelin' Loopy Crochet, and then also you can find me on Etsy, which is www.etsy.com/shop/feelinloopycrochet.
Awesome, and that's Feelin' without the G.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for hanging out today.
Thank you, Laura.
I hope you enjoyed that episode with Liz of Feelin' Loopy Crochet. Don't forget, we have a downloadable available. It is actually 5 pages long, really exciting. So you can download that in the show notes below, lauraedias.com, and just follow along with any project that you might have heard about today that sounds really interesting to you. And if you have any other suggestions for fun DIY projects to just live a little bit lower waste, lower environmental footprint, I would love to hear it and then maybe share those in the future as well. There's something about a DIY project that like, A, it's fun, but B, it's also so satisfying to have a product that you can actually use in your day-to-day life, like the face scrubbies, like a t-shirt bag, and they're all practical. Like the whole idea is that these are things that you can actually use in your life, especially the produce bags. Like, honestly, I think the produce bags might be the most helpful DIY of all of these because I feel like produce bags are something that we all kind of think that we should already have, but it's a little bit of a challenge to remember to purchase them if you're not immediately at the grocery store. So I think that the produce bag DIY especially is going to be so helpful for so many people. And like I said, please go ahead and share a photo. Let us know if you try any of these out, if they work for you, and if you have any other ideas that you'd like us to try out, we would love to talk about them. Also, don't forget about that giveaway for the face scrubbies, the little cotton rounds to take off your makeup, to apply your toner, whatever it may be. You can enter on both of our Instagram pages. Again, are going to be down below. With that, I hope you guys have a really awesome week, and I will see you soon. Bye.